Our lesson tonight is out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Now, it's 40 verses long, and I'm not going to read it. I'm sure that many of us are familiar with it. The Believer's Life of Faith versus Catholicism's Insecure Faith. A number of our church members have come from Roman Catholic backgrounds, and they often seek support in biblical truths that counter the strong errant indoctrination they faced in their past. The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to counter the errant traditionalism of first century Judaism that was similar in theological thrust to much of Catholicism. So we study Hebrews for edification in this matter. The author of Hebrews, in Hebrews 11, 1-40, contrasted the believer's life of faith with Catholicism's insecure faith, and we view this passage for insight, application, and edification. Like I said, I'm not going to write the entire chapter. As many of us know, this is a chapter that talks about various Old Testament saints who by faith achieved this, who by faith did that, and so forth. It starts off with Abel and goes all the way down to some of the later saints who served the Lord and lived for the Lord, some who died for the Lord as well. But anyway, the Roman Catholic Church holds to the Pelagian heresy that man's faith contributes to his salvation as a work, so that one's salvation rests on the strength of his faith. So if one's Pelagian-style faith in Christ ever falters or fails, he loses his salvation. See, it's possible in the Roman Catholic Church for you to have been a devout Catholic for 50 years. But then if your faith falters and so forth near the end and you die in that condition, then you don't make it to eternity in heaven. Accordingly, the New American Bible for Catholics, and I have a copy of this one in my library, page 1337, has in its study notes for Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, this statement. And what they do, they quote part of that verse. So without us, they should not be made perfect. He's talking about the Old Testament saints. The heroes of the Old Testament obtained their recompense only after the saving work of Christ had been accomplished. Now, that's where they believe. See, the Old Testament saints, they had these works, and that demonstrated their faith, but that's only half of salvation. The other half of salvation is the cross. So I don't know. Maybe someone can correct me here. I think they believed the Old Testament saints were in the place of Hades until Christ, at his death, went down to Hades and then liberated Old Testament saints and brought them out to heaven. I think that's what they believed, but I'm not positive on that. Anyway, I'm quoting them again, they already enjoy what Christians who are still struggling do not yet possess in its fullness. In other words, the Catholic Bible claims that the acts of faith recorded in Hebrews 11, 1-38 were the deeds by which the Old Testament saints helped get themselves saved, that we today still struggle to maintain a strong enough faith that we can gain salvation. And that's actually the teaching of the Catholic Church. In great contrast, the Bible Knowledge Commentary, the New Testament, page 809, states of Hebrews 11:40 that, quote, the great heroes of faith he had spoken of had not yet realized their eschatological hopes. This fact shows that God had planned something better for them and us. It is indeed better for us that the future hopes they strove toward be delayed, since only thus could believers enjoy the present experience of becoming companions of the Messiah who leads them to glory. As a result, the perfecting of the Old Testament worthies, that is, the realization of their hopes, awaits that of all believers. See, a very different view. Well, I folded it right there, right on the line. I have to unfold it here. Thus, where the Roman Catholic Bible presents the Old Testament saints as having gained eternal life by their acts of faith, and we Christians are still struggling to keep the faith so as to gain our salvation, the non-Pelagian view of faith offered in the Bible Knowledge Commentary, makes salvation a settled issue for both Old Testament and Christian believers. Then the life of faith as eternally secure believers is a quest toward joining with the Old Testament saints and our mutual rewards of the millennial kingdom to come due to living by faith in God during our saved and eternally secure lives in this earthly life on earth. See, Hebrews 11 is not a record of people striving to be saved by believing in God. It's a record of people who were believers, and they were striving to please God for rewards in the kingdom by doing that which was honorable to the Lord and demonstrating their faith. It's not an issue of trying to gain salvation by faith. It's the life of faith for believers. Now, this is very interesting because also the New American Bible for Catholics, with its Pelagian view of faith, actually questions the accuracy of God's word at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Let me just read that verse. Hebrews 11, 3 says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." In other words, he's saying that creation was ex nihilo. Creation came out of nothing. There was nothing, then God said, and that he created it. The Catholic Bible's translation of that verse reads, "By faith we understand that the universe was ordered by the word of God." And its study notes for that verse state this, quote, "This verse does not speak of the faith of the Old Testament men and women, but is in the first person plural." That's us. "Hence it seems out of place in the sequence of thought." In other words, it questions the credibility of that verse. Since the Catholic Bible Study Notes author holds that Christians still struggle to maintain a strong faith to gain salvation, where the Old Testament saints in Hebrews 11, 1-38 have gained salvation in part by a successful Pelagian faith, the thought of our trusting God as believers, being stated in Hebrews 11, 3, seems out of place in the Catholic view. However, if the author of Hebrews referred to a life of faith by saved, eternally secure believers, either in the Old Testament or of the church era, Hebrews 11, 3 perfectly fits the context, because we're called upon to trust the Lord, just like the Old Testament saints were called upon to live by faith. We're all living by faith. Saints throughout history have lived by faith. So, sadly then, a Pelagian view of faith has led the Catholic Bible Study Notes author to view Hebrews 11:3 as suspect and thus to question the accuracy of God's word. That shows you what happens when you have errant theology. Eventually it comes back to bite you. It's like a snake bite. And that's highly, highly unfortunate. So when we read about these dear saints, like verse 7, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." He's talking about a man who was a believer. In fact, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord before he ever built the ark. He was already a believer. It's the same word that is used of Mary when the angel Gabriel came to her and says, "You have found favor with God." There are two people that phrase is made of. One is Mary and one of Noah, which is an amazing thing. Abraham, verse 8, "When he was called of God to go into a place which he should afterward receive for inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Now that's a revelation we didn't get anywhere else. He was actually looking for a city. God apparently had revealed to him that there would be a heavenly city someday. That's insight. But these people were looking forward. And God has made up his mind that these dear saints will not get to enter the kingdom before we do. We're going to enter the kingdom when they do. We're coming back with Christ at the second coming of Jesus Christ. We're going to come, and these dear saints will be resurrected at that time. So we're going to enter the kingdom. In fact, the saints of all ages, going back to Enoch, going back to Abel, I believe Adam and Eve were saved too, going back to Adam and Eve. Saints of all the ages are going to enter into the messianic kingdom, and that's the reward for God's people of all the ages. It'll be also a time of resurrection for great tribulation saints who go through the tribulation and who are beheaded and whatnot. They're going to rise, and they'll be reigning with the Lord Jesus as well. So the lesson is the pilgrimage of faith in this life is a quest for God's eternal rewards for eternally secure believers for their lives of faith. It's not man's quest for salvation with a Pelagian self-help saving faith. Thus, the non-Pelagian view of salvation, that it is entirely the work of God, liberates the believer to grow in a life of faith to gain God's rewards in the millennial kingdom with the Old Testament heroes of the faith in Hebrews 11, as opposed to the fearful insecurity of a Catholic who struggles to gain salvation with no assurance that his effort will even succeed. So in application, may we not hold to the Pelagian view that salvation is partly the result of man's work, but solely the work of Almighty God. That way we can rest in God's finished work for our salvation and grow in a life of faith as believers to join the Old Testament saints of Hebrews 11 and being rewarded by God in the kingdom for a life of faith. So it's tragic that the Catholic Bible has taken all these saints. These are people who were working for their salvation. And we look at it very, very differently. No, these are believers who are saved. And what they're doing is living by faith. And they're going to be rewarded for that, just like we're called upon by the Lord to live by faith. In fact, the writer of Hebrews is calling upon the people of his day, who he knew were believers. He stated they were believers. He just challenged them to live by faith. Don't go back into dead Judaism. Go on and keep utilizing the access that you have to our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a life of faith. One of the beauties of the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ is that salvation is a finished deal. It's done. Period. And put that behind us. Now we need to go on and grow in the Lord. It's settled. It was settled at the cross. We don't have to worry about it. So many other religions, in fact, I think just everything except biblical Christianity, you're always working for your salvation, working for your salvation, working for it. You're never quite sure you're getting there. And people are held in fear and insecurity because of that. But not with the biblical viewpoint.